Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Alireza Khatami, who is presenting his film Los Versos del Olvido, Oblivion Verses, I believe is the English title. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me and having me here.
So the first question is kind of a formality, but if you would like to kind of tell our listeners a little bit about your movie, anything that you'd like to share about the plot or story.
Oblivion Verses is the story of a man who goes through a magical odyssey to resist forgetting, if I put it in a very simple way. It's very difficult to summarize the film in a way because it drifts away from the classical definition of a plot. So the best way is to watch it.
Just to watch.
So watch it.
One thing we could say is that it deals with, it's the man, the leading character, I guess, is an older man, and he works in a morgue. I don't know if we should say anything about that. But also,
it's a caretaker of a remote morgue in a godforsaken cemetery in the middle of a country where nobody has names. So we never hear anybody's names.
Immediately, that to me is a Kafkaesque aspect.
Yes, I've been told that, even with my previous films, I've been told it's Kafkaesque. Some people say it's very much like Marquez. Some people tell me it's very much like Murakami. All kind of different references from literature comes, which is an honor, absolutely.
Well, for me, what's interesting is because personally, I think that my biggest fear in life, I'm not kidding, is bureaucracy. So there is a bit of that. And the way that in which there's also that link with death and mortality is quite interesting. Was that in your head while you were coming up with it?
Well, making the movie? I'm thinking how to answer this question not to get in trouble in future. So it's a tricky question. But like you, I very much dislike bureaucracy. Is basically the... We try to categorize everything and put everything in a particular box is a way human being understands. That's the definition of a knowledge in a way, which I personally have a problem with it because I think there are things we cannot know and we will not know. This will not go in any category. So in order, in the movie there is a line saying, la ley es la ley. The law is law. So everything has to fit in this law. Well, we know it's not true. Things do not fit in law. That's why constantly we have issues. There are things which we need to bend. There are times we need to resist. How many times, I'm sure everybody who is listening to us can affirm in their own private time that they have seen a police doing it wrongdoing, but they are supposed not to do. Mm-hmm. So what do we do in that situation? We say they are police, so let them go? Or do we break the law and protest?
Yeah.
So that's my... problem with any system, any institution.
Well, this reminds me as well of a scene in which alarms go off and the guy says, do you know what this alarm is for? And the person he's talking to has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. This kind of also leads me to believe, this particular scene is also leads me to believe that there's a little surrealist vibe in there as well. Is that true?
Well, I mean, could we say it's surrealism? We could say it's magic realism. We could say it's ultra realism. There are different names for it. When I write, when I direct, I'm not thinking in those terms. Mm-hmm. I know what I don't want to do, which is another classic film. A, B, C. You have an opening, you have a middle, you have an end, a resolution. A character goes through a journey and learns something. These are paved ways. They have tried it. It works well. Everybody understands it. Everybody appreciates it. I don't want to spend six, seven years of my life doing another film like that. So I want to try to push the envelope of cinema a little bit to uncharted territories, to try ways people haven't done it yet. So when I'm doing it, I don't know exactly what to call it. And then somebody calls it surrealism, somebody calls it magic realism.
I guess with my questions, I'm kind of trying to categorize things, and that's exactly why you don't want
to. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to escape. But I'm sure they will put me in some categories, but it's fine. But
well, then let's take it from there, actually. I'm very interested in your writing process now. You don't like to restrict you categorize your works. Mm-hmm. But then what do you start with? What's your approach when you look at a blank page?
Okay. I usually start with an image. Uh-huh. You know, I have an image in my mind that stays in the back of my head sometimes for years.
Yeah.
And then I write half a page. I have a half a page of where things start and where it might go. Mm-hmm. And over the times, I add to it.
Right.
And I'm a strong believer in rewriting. For me, writing is rewriting. And I rewrite a lot. You know, so I think through images. So sometimes even my scripts are strange for people because, for example, in this script, we had around 20% dialogue. The rest is just description. And there are images. So
exactly. And it's very interesting that you say that your starting point is an image that comes to your head. Because there's also moments of silence in the movie. And there's quite a few moments of silence.
Yes. There is a line from the book Being and Time which says, in order to remain silent, Dasein must know something. Or another translation is, must have something to say. So in order to be silent, you have something to say. Mm. That pretty much defines the definition of silence for me. Mm. And in that sense, since it's a radio conversation, everybody says, in radio, silence means nothing. I strongly disagree.
Me too.
Silence means something. Imagine this. Your partner asks you, do you love me? And the answer is, yes, I love you. Now, this would be the conversation. Do you love me? Yes, I love you. Now, what do you think about the answer? I give you a different version. I love you. Yes, I love you. Mm. You see? The difference is a second of a pause. That silence. Mm. That silence is the entire meaning.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you say, but the silence defines.
That silence is drenched with emotion.
Exactly, and this is what I love about
I absolutely
silence.
Agree. And let's talk about another thing that happens while you make a movie. Movement is added to the image. So does movement as well contribute to the power of the film?
Well, I like to come up with a principle that ties the entire film together, and I usually boil it down to one line. And one philosophy that drives the film. Mm. And regarding, and when I want to make a directorial decision, I go back and I consult that decision.
Oh, okay.
For example, in one of my short films, I decided that in presence of magic, we move. Magic brings life. Mm. That was the defining. So when I wanted to put the camera, I would ask myself, do we have magic in this scene? No, camera does not move. It stays here. Mm. Oh, there is a magical moment, we move, you know. Very much happened the same here.
Yeah.
And if we don't need to move the camera, because nowadays it's very trendy just to move the camera. Audience are used to fast paced of life. Everything has to just, this is a disease of capitalism. Everything has to just move very fast. No, if the story delivers, stay here. No need to move.
Yeah.
If you move, you have to say something for it. You know,
I think it was Jean-Luc Godard who said a tracking shot is a political decision or something like that.
I think it's a beautiful line. I like that. I will use that in next interview.
There you go. Ah, well, you know,
tracking line is a political
decision. I'm delighted to have inspired you.
No, you're a very good interviewer.
Oh, thank you very much. But another question that I wanted to ask out of curiosity, you have directed short films before and you also directed, you were part of an omnibus film, I believe. But this is your first feature film. What was that experience like?
Well, short film is a completely different format. Mm. A lot of people look at it as an exercise, but I don't think it's an exercise. It's a completely different medium. Mm. Of course, even the length of a short film could be different. Anything under 65 minutes, people say it's a short film. I did a couple of short films between 12 to 19 minutes. It's a different medium. But what I learned during a feature film, I've been assistant director to other people before, and I've known the process of a feature film. It's a lot of leadership. Uh-huh. You know, it's not only having a creative vision, but you have to lead a team of 50, 60 people for an intense period of time.
Yeah.
You are not, as a director, allowed to express your doubts. You are the captain of a ship. Even if it's sinking, you got to say, we're going to get there. We want to go there. So, you know. That's a lot of leadership.
Which means that a lunch break can get in the way of you getting that shot that you really
want
to get.
I mean, sometimes you have to, and also collaboration. In the art house cinema, we have this mythology that this is authorship, everybody's decision. I don't really believe in this. Cinema is a very collaborative form. Yeah. So sometimes my DOP or my sound designer or art director tells me, oh, let's do this. It might be not exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. But, hey, they are in this film. They are great artists themselves. Sometimes you have to give them something in order to receive something. It's not only me, myself, and I, and we are a family, you know? then go do a film alone if you don't want to do that kind of thing. So I think it's a very collaborative form. And in a long feature, usually at least a 20, 30 days film, you have to do that. You have to give something to take something. And it's beyond just... In a short film, it's much easier to do. So.
Well, fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for talking to us.
It was a pleasure, and thank you so much for having me.
I wish you all the best. Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.